Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part three of The Eye of Van Gogh. Jack Flanders is in Quebec City. There's been some very strange things happening up here. For one thing, the conversations he and Claudine have been having on their cell phones aren't like any conversations he's ever had before. Claudine appears to be sitting next to him, but she isn't even there. Jack is not hallucinating, but other people are. It's as though something had dropped out of the sky, and suddenly they're seeing reality in a whole new light. Well, let's let Dominique elaborate upon this.
I saw one. I was inside.
What?
You were inside a bubble?
On Rue Carnot. You know what that is?
There's lots of cafes.
I saw this happen. A bubble coming down the sidewalk. I couldn't see it, but I knew because people stopped. Some were frozen. Some were walking very slowly. And a man began to sing. A woman began to dance. Another woman, she opened her mouth and began to scream. She had a very big mouth. I think she was an American. Everything was happening very slowly. Even the woman, her scream was slow, like a siren. Then building, and building, into a shriek.
Dominic, we get the point.
It was bedlam. And I'm watching this as this bubble is rolling down the sidewalk coming at me. I didn't know, should I run? Should I stand there?
So you stood there?
Of course I wanted to know what it was like.
Well, I take it you weren't disappointed.
No, it was amazing. Instantly, everything changed. The street became, how should I say, soft like dough. The colors were very intense, but warm. I could feel the heat of the colors. The cobblestones in the street were like brioche, freshly baked, just out of the oven. And the people, their legs stretched out, elongated like walking on stilts. And slow, everything very slow. I thought, is nothing what we think it is? What we see is what we believe. What we believe is what we see.
Well, the Dhammapada says all we are is what we have thought.
Yes, I think so.
Well, what happened after that?
I don't know. It was gone, but for a long time, people were very confused.
You got inside one, all right.
Well, what you described, someone was dancing, someone was singing?
They were artists, maybe poets, street musicians, painters. For them, it was like, you say, a vision, an inspiration. But for others, like that woman who was screaming, it was madness.
Wait, were many people freaking out?
A few, yes.
Do you think they noticed that others were also experiencing this?
I don't think so, no. When I was inside, it was only me, my own personal experience.
I know what you mean.
The trees, they were glowing. Auras of energy were spurting out of them. The buildings, the lights, the colors of the cafe, everything. Pulsating. Breathing. It was like a giant eye of Van Gogh come rolling down the street and rolled right over me.
The eye of Van Gogh?
Yeah.
You know, in 2 days, there's going to be a St. John Baptiste Day. And from what I hear, there's a couple hundred thousand people coming into this town to celebrate. And if we got all those eyes rolling around, whew, man, I think we got a problem.
It'll be interesting to watch.
So, after it passed, I waited to see what people would say, like, who did that? What was that? Who hit me? But no, they tried to act like nothing happened.
It was too personal.
Who wants to admit they just had a blast of madness?
You say your friend, La Petite Frida, she is involved in this?
Now do you understand why we're trying to talk to her?
Is she a scientist?
No, but she does know a lot.
I'm wondering whether these eyeballs aren't the result of some scientific probings into energy.
Whatever happened to mad scientists? You just don't hear about them anymore.
Now they are the sane ones.
What?
It's your sane scientists who gave you thousands of atom bombs and thousands of missiles to drop them on people so you can destroy the world 20 times over. Are they not the ones who are truly mad? The only people you Americans think are sane are the ones who are as crazy as you.
Dominique, look, if these things keep increasing, as they appear to be, it's going to be pretty nutty around here. Mm,
that's the truth.
Of course, there may be some great headlines.
What's that?
Well, like Quebecers gone crackers. Or how about Mad Pierre disease? Or nuts of the north?
Oh, man.
Are you finished?
Oh, visit Quebec, land of the loons. Mojo, why is she wrapping a napkin around her fist?
I think you're about to find out.
Okay, I quit.
One day, Jack, pop, right in the eye.
You know, for such a skinny body, you have some pretty impressive muscles.
I think she's been working out.
I'm studying kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
Oh, man. No guy wants to fool with a woman who knows kickboxing.
Okay, listen. You guys, we have a problem. And I apologize.
For what?
For not believing you.
For not believing anything specific or just everything I've ever said?
I mean about little Frida.
Well, she's here, so?
I warned her.
You? You told little Frida we were trying to catch her?
I left a note with the waiter.
That's the note I saw the waiter hand her.
So she was on to us.
Man, you should have seen Jack running trying to catch her.
I did.
You what?
You saw that?
Mm. Mojo, I get the feeling we were just stabbed in the back by your female friend here.
I don't see no female friend.
I apologize. Okay, guys, forgive me.
Mojo, come on, let's go get a beer.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Do you or do you not want to know where little Frida is hiding?
Did you hear something, Mojo?
I heard something that sounds like somebody knows something else he didn't tell us.
When you didn't catch her, I followed her, okay?
All right. Where's her hideout?
She lives one block from the Café Fleur-de-Lis on Rue des Coteaux.
Yeah? What's the number?
I don't know.
And what's her building look like?
I don't know.
Mojo, should I strangle her? Or do you want to do it?
Maybe both together.
I saw her go around the corner, but when I got there, she wasn't on the street.
Well, how do you know if
it's a cul-de-sac.
I know that street. There must be 30 buildings, duplexes and stuff, filled with apartments.
So what do? Go bang on everyone's door?
Why not?
Little Frida is too slippery for that.
We could stake out the street.
Oh, with those pigtail antennas, we don't stand a chance.
Why don't you ask Claudine?
To find little Frida? She'd never get involved.
Hold on there. If you tell Claudine what we know about the eyes of Van Gogh and what may happen on St. Jean-Baptiste Day, I think she cares.
Claudine is Quebecoise.
Is she?
Jacques, just ask her to do it.
You want me to ask Claudine to rat on little Frida?
Why is it difficult for a rat like you to ask someone else to rat?
Thanks. Especially coming from a skinny little weasel who ratted on her two best friends.
Mes deux meilleurs amis. Mais voyons donc.
She's got a point.
No, she doesn't.
Listen, we're not having any luck finding where these eyeballs are coming from.
Time is running out, Jack.
Look, even if I wanted to find Claudine, I don't know her cell phone, okay?
Okay. Here.
What's this? This is her number? How did you get it?
I saw Claudine.
Where?
Basseville.
In the flesh?
You'd like to see her in the flesh, wouldn't you, Jacques?
Oh,
but
God.
No, she was wearing clothes.
Where did you see her?
In the cafe, on Rue du Petit Champlain.
Claudine gave you her number?
No. When she went to the loo, she left her cell phone, so I peeked.
That was pretty sneaky.
I've learned everything I know from you two little rats.
And so, the three amigo rats put their plan into action.
Bonjour.
Claudine.
Jack, I was hoping you would call.
You were?
Of course.
But I didn't have your number.
You have my number.
Yeah.
So you called.
Right. Can I see you?
I don't know. Can you?
I mean, can we meet?
Of course.
Where are you?
I'm here.
You mean Quebec City?
Yes.
Well, Can you just pop on over? Cell locate, you know.
Why don't you pop on over here?
Where are you?
Place Royale. Do you know Place Royale?
Is that in Lower Town?
Basseville. Can you see Place Royale?
Yeah, I can picture it.
You must see it. Do you see it?
Sort of.
You must do better if you want to see me.
I can hear an accordion.
Very good.
The entire square is made of cobblestones.
The buildings have ladders on the roofs to clear the snow in the winter. And there's a sculpture, a bust of someone.
Louis XIV. And where am I?
In a church.
Église Notre-Dame des Victoires.
Something like that. And you're sitting on a bench. My God.
I'm here.
Yes, you are here.
What did I just do?
You did what people do.
With cell phones? Oh, no, I don't think so.
We speak on the phone, and we try to see who we are talking to, where they are, no?
Yeah, but I've never heard of a magic cell phone.
Cell phones are magic.
Well, not like the one you're toting.
It's not the cell phone. It's you. You can do it.
I can bi-locate?
But you must honor one's privacy.
Can people see me?
Of course. Now, how can I help you?